General Secretary's Report, Sally Sukaris. I hope you are full of the joys as you read our spring issue. The days are getting a little longer, the weather a little warmer. The local government, Scottish Parliament, Senedd Cymru and mayoral elections in England on the 7th of May are likely to provide insights into the direction of travel for the Labour government and the opposition parties. See also page 25. Reform UK. The Liberal Democrats and the Green Party are all expected to make strong gains, with the Conservatives and Labour likely to fare less well. The CSPA has been working with Later Life Ambitions partners NAPO and the NFAP to lobby candidates and influence party agendas in the interests of our members and older people. Some key issues are set out here. Pensions administration update. As you will read in David Luxton's column on page 15, the transfer of pension scheme administration from MyCSP to Capita in December 2025 did not go smoothly. Far from it. In fact, despite all the assurances given in the two-year transition period by the Cabinet Office and Capita, as we entered the new year, our phones were ringing off the hook as desperate members unable to get in touch with Capita, holding on for 5 hours in some cases, called us for help and advice. This is far from acceptable and not what our members deserve after years of public service. We escalate members' concerns at every opportunity, seeking the early resolution of shared and individual pensions-related issues, always insisting that the necessary improvements to services and communications be made. We have been promised services will get better, and Capita has committed to dealing with a backlog of some 86,000 cases as quickly and efficiently as possible by the end of February. Until we see these promises delivered, we will keep banging on the doors of the relevant people in the Cabinet Office, Capita and elsewhere. Eye tests for older drivers. You may recall an article about older drivers in the autumn 2025 issue of The Pensioner, followed by readers' letters in the winter issue. In January, the government launched a consultation on proposals to implement mandatory eye tests for drivers from the age of 70. CSPA members have been canvassed on their views, so we can submit a response to the consultation by the deadline of the 31st of March. The consultation stops short of including proposals for cognitive or other tests for older drivers, focusing on whether 70 is the right age to introduce eye tests, how the tests should be administered, and how often drivers should be retested. Some CSPA members say that although they have stopped driving, they wish to keep their driver's license as proof of identity, understandable given that many don't renew their passport if they no longer travel. Lillian Greenwood, Minister for Local Transport, said that while the government recognises the use of a driving licence as evidence of identity, its statutory purpose is to convey the holder's entitlement to drive. Individuals who do not meet the required medical standards to drive safely should not hold a driving licence. For those who no longer require a driving licence, or do not qualify for one, local authorities offer a voter authority certificate as a form of photo identity. Although this is a paper document, it can be used as photographic proof of identification. Further information can be found at www.gov.uk/apply-for-photo-ID-voter-authority-certificate. If you don't have access to the internet, you can obtain, complete, and return a paper application form at your local electoral registration office. Campaigning pressure. Later Life Ambitions budget for Later Life, see December issue, is being used to maintain pressure on all the main political parties in several key areas. Protect the state pension and triple lock. Reduce tax on pensions. Tackle the gender pension gap. Support older people in work. Widen access to improved concessionary public transport. Introduce a minimum income guarantee to ensure a decent standard of living in later life. Make housing safe, secure, accessible and adaptable. Support the NHS and introduce a social care framework setting minimum standards across the UK. Members can find out more about this and other LLA campaigns via our website, or to request a copy of the LLA budget for later life call CSPA HQ on 020 8688 8418. Call for commissioners. We continue to campaign with Independent Age, Age UK and the Centre for Ageing Better for commissioners for older people in England and Scotland. We raise the issue at all our meetings with MPs and many agree with establishing commissioners to represent older people. A report on this issue can be found on Independent Age's website at https://www.independentage.org/campaigning/commissioner. Spotlight on digital issues. The CSPA works through Later Life Ambitions, LLA, and with other organizations on issues around digital exclusion and inclusion, including access to cash, banking and other financial services. We have seen many high street bank closures and services increasingly moving online. The CSPA argues the case with government, the Financial Conduct Authority, Link and banks to ensure access to cash and in-person services are maintained for those who still rely on them. LLA has been working on this in several ways. Ongoing engagement with MPs, including recent meetings on bank closures and access to cash with Wendy Chamberlain, Esther McVeigh, Adam Joji and Gregory Stafford. Submissions to government consultations on access to cash, bank services and digital inclusion, including two Treasury Committee inquiries and the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology's Digital Inclusion Action Plan. Working with the Athena Foundation, which supports the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Fair Banking's plans for a roundtable to which LLA figures will be invited. CSPA in 2026, help us shape our future. Until now, all members of the CSPA's National Executive Council, EC, have been elected by groups and branches voting on behalf of their members, mostly at annual general meetings, but occasionally via postal ballots in between AGMs. Excitingly, 2026 will see the first all-member elections as part of a two-year trial supported by a motion carried at the 2025 AGM. The roles being elected in this way are the chair, vice-chair, and five national seats on the EC. Under our rules and constitution, two of these posts are reserved for women. If more than one nomination is received for any of these posts, the elections will go ahead. Members will be asked to vote either online or by returning postal ballot papers sent out with the September issue of The Pensioner. For CSPA members who have access to the internet and emails, voting online will be the quickest and easiest way to cast your vote. Please ensure we hold the correct email address. The ballot will be open for 3 weeks in September, dates to be advised, with the results announced at the start of the AGM on the 7th of October. CSPA legal status. We are consulting members on our status as an unincorporated association, and alternatives including the CSPA becoming incorporated, to ensure a more sustainable future for the organization in an ever-changing world. Before taking any decision to make fundamental, structural changes, the EC would like to hear from you, our members. Please turn to pages 26 to 29 to find out more. We urge as many members as possible to share their views. The deadline for your survey response is 27 March. Don't delay, do it today. Article ends.